What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Not so fast, my friend. We'll get to confessions here in a second. Y'all are really good at reckless speculating. Y'all took that to places I never thought.
I'm kind of glad did that now.
Unfortunately, this is not reckless speculation.
More breaking news.
This is breaking news. And in all reality, I don't like it. I'll tell you that up front. Patriots cornerback Christian Gonzalez, who is in the concussion protocol, is practicing today for the Patriots.
So how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like they might have their best cornerback on the field while Nico Collins might not be on the field.
Yeah.
And I don't like that at all.
Yeah, because every concussion is different and how they treat it and how they respond.
It's all about symptoms.
Individuality.
Yeah. It's crazy because it was Monday and today is what, Wednesday?
Yeah.
And he's practicing?
Well, Christian's, they played on what, Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, it's Sunday.
Still. Now, of course, him being at practice does not mean that he is going to be cleared from concussion. There's there's a five-step, protocol there, and I think at least three or four of the steps
That's a damn good sign, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. At least three or four of the steps require you to do some activity without symptoms, and so I'm guessing that that's what he will be doing at practice today, is going through whether it's the light practice or whatever without symptoms and trying to see if he has no symptoms. But either way, he is on the path on the first day of availability to do this, to being returning from protocol. That is a little frustrating. The idea that you might not have your full complement of receivers, but they will have their full complement.
And we said it earlier, I don't expect Nico Collins to play this weekend, much less appear at practice. But, I mean,
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see in the next 20 minutes.
Maybe we do get the insight where Nico Collins is at practice and we go, all right, we're on the path to recovery there. But we'll
so
see how it goes.
Concussion protocol.
Yeah, who knows?
So I realized something as I was talking about this game earlier today. Actually, it was when we were doing Cross. There's something that has always irrationally bothered me about the Patriots. Had nothing to do with the cheating or their winning or, the fact that they're winning again so quickly and it just doesn't seem fair. Just something about the Patriots that irrationally bothers me. And that is the New England part of it.
Really?
I have never liked... It used to be, back in the AFL days,
the Boston Patriots.
Mm. It's the Houston Texans. It's Dallas. It's each city.
You don't like the New England part?
I don't like
the Golden State Warriors?
I mean, what do you do? I never liked the Golden State Warriors. Remember the California Angels?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Never liked the California Angels.
Huh.
Is that weird?
I think it's a little bit, man. But I guess it kind of makes sense. Yeah. I get why it's
rep your city.
What about the Texas Rangers?
I don't never like that.
Well, yeah, that one's annoying because y'all don't really have the entirety of the state.
Right.
There's another team here.
Right.
I think in that one, they are the team for the entirety of New England. I do recognize wanting to establish a level of community over all of it. I will say though, also, there's not a non-zero amount of people that I know are like, so where do the New England Patriots
play? I think that's fair.
That is?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is New England? Is that overseas?
All right.
I don't think that happens?
Not with anybody that should be taken seriously.
Well, there's a lot of people that... You saw that Titans video on draft day a few years ago. They're trying to ask these people questions about each team.
Yeah. I feel like there was a lot of people who would probably refer to football as sports ball in that video. So I don't know how useful.
I wonder
that
why they just don't want to go with Boston.
Why don't go with represent your city?
Yeah.
Boston. That's got
that's
some,
a strong city.
It's a strong city. It's got some power behind it in terms of championships and such.
I kind of understand with the Texas Rangers. You might not want to go with Arlington or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's better Texas Rangers or something like that.
Hey, but at least get the area.
When was the last time the Dallas Cowboys played in Dallas? 1971?
Yeah, somewhere in the 70s probably when they left the Cowboys.
But they're still the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. I know, and that's why I put it in confessions. I know it's kind of silly.
It is a little silly, but I think there's something there.
It's always bugged me.
I would bet that you have more people than not that agree with you on that take, that they don't really love the general geographic instead of being specific to a place.
It feels like a marketing ploy, too.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And shout out to Joel on the Twitch chat with the fantastic thought. F Boston. Appreciate that. That was very useful for the conversation.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I am actually usually one of the people that is a lot less annoyed by LeBron James than
I think a lot of people are.
A lot of people, you know, oh man, LeBron James and all this, he's corny and all those things. And I'm like, yeah, it's true, but it doesn't annoy me nearly as much as it does all other people.
Mm-hmm.
I have found my LeBron James annoyance. There's a few things, but this one is the most recent that really hit me squarely in the chest. Did you guys see that LeBron James, for the remainder of this season, will wear a special edition patch on his jersey to celebrate his, quote, record-setting 23rd NBA season since he made his, and he started in Sacramento, I believe that was yesterday, if memory serves, mm-hmm. because that's where he made his debut in 2003. So this is a patch that, if you want to understand it, it has an image of him, or maybe not an image, but a silhouette of him doing the chalk toss, has 23 on it, 23 NBA seasons, and it has three stripes on it, each the color of the teams that he played with.
God.
How self-flating can you be?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I know you have a thought on this.
Are you serious, dog? Like, this isn't our team is wearing a patch,
mm-hmm.
right? This isn't, we're commemorating a legend of the league after they've gone or something.
Yes.
This is just.
Or even like the NFL Man of the Year.
Right.
You know, or something like that.
This is just, look at me. Yeah. This is look at me, Louis stuff. And I cannot abide this. And there's been a lot of things LeBron James has done where I've been like, yeah, I think people are giving him hell for it. You give him hell for this, you got my stamp of approval. What the hell is
so
this?
So did he come up with this?
Is this an NBA thing?
You think Adam Silver was just like, you know what we need to do?
Yes.
Put a patch on LeBron James.
No, yes. That ain't like an Adam Silver type.
And if it is, bump him too.
But because my thought on this.
If LeBron came up with this, I'm with you on it.
I think he did. This is so LeBron. There is nothing more LeBron than this. There's nothing more LeBron than that. That's where I was going with it.
Yeah.
I just like, come on, brother.
Yeah, if he was any part of this, like, yep, that's a great idea. That's how I want to do that. And designing it and all that stuff, I'm with y'all, man.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing like that for yourself.
It's already bad enough that, you know, when you have a retirement tour, it already looks a little look at me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think that when you play long enough and when you're great enough in a game, we all just, you know, we're willing to give that respect.
Yeah.
Doing the thing where you create memorabilia and stuff. Like this, what are we doing here? This is so contrived.
I am kind of surprised that out of all the things to be annoyed with LeBron with, this is the one that got you right here.
And maybe it's like the straw that broke the camel's back or something.
Okay.
But it's just like, it's because it's so small.
Mm-hmm.
It's because like with all of the ways in which the league has bent to LeBron James, and I think there's been reason for it. You need one more step. You got to push it to this. You need the patch on the jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Really? It just feels like so much.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm wrong for it. It's possible. But it's a bridge too far for me.
So I got to confess, man. I've been seeing a lot of tweets. Or I don't know if they're coming from Patriots fans or just fans in general talking about the Texans' last three playoff wins and how they kind of pretty much saying it was easy.
Yeah.
And they ain't really played nobody and all this. Pretty much trying to discredit it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to confess, man, to all the Texans fans out there that's defending it, that's pretty much saying, no, it wasn't easy and, you know, all that stuff. It's going to get a lot worse this year if they advance. Because I think a lot of people, even if they make it to a Super Bowl, I still feel people are going to say the Houston Texans had an easy schedule or an easy path to the Super Bowl because because it was no Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I see.
No Lamar Jackson. Maybe no Josh Allen. Or if it is Josh Allen, then that team was beat up and all this other stuff. We might as well quit fighting this fight, man.
People still going to talk
about how easy this schedule was.
I think that's the argument that people are going to make if Josh Allen wins the Super Bowl. Hey, you know, no Lamar Jackson, no Patrick Mahomes. About time you won one. The Texans, I think, are going to be a really good story. But I mean,
now, it's the first time and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think if people complaining about the last three playoff matches, which I feel like it wasn't no gimme, especially the first year.
I think that suits Josh Allen. Like, hey. Rockets didn't win a championship when Jordan was playing. It's going to be one of those things. You know?
I think that you. I think I've been thinking about this in this way before. I don't even think this is specific to the Texans or Josh Allen. I think just the nature of these playoffs, where everybody is flawed and there is no dominant force. Any team who's going to win it, the Super Bowl team, people will look at it and say that this was some level of Mickey Mouse championship. And you know who that's going to matter to? Absolutely no one.
Nobody.
We are haters by nature.
Yeah.
I demonstrated my hater in that previous confession.
Yeah.
We are all going to find ways to hate. That's the nature of this thing. If you win the championship, you win the championship. Ain't no taking that thing back.
I just think it ain't going to get no better, because a lot of people, well, watch when we beat the Patriots, or watch when we get to the Super Bowl and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I think people still going to have this conversation. You might as well not even argue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's hard to win a NFL game, period.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? I think around these parts, you did not have to give them that. We were going to dance on that celebration regardless. If you get that Lombardi trophy, the city that had to deal with all the asterisks talk from 2017, they ain't hearing you about it. Easy. Championship, scoreboard.
I agree.
It's just funny seeing people like, that playoff game against the Browns. That was a mid-Browns team. Oh, Chargers. Anybody beat the Chargers and then Pittsburgh, they were washed up.
Right.
It's just like, man, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, people still going to keep making excuses for it.
Yeah.
So there you go. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. If you missed it, Christian Gonzalez, the best cornerback on the New England Patriots, seems like he's practicing today. He is in the concussion protocol, sustained one in their game this weekend. And so we'll see how he comes along, but it looks like he is on the path to possibly playing this game. We're watching the practice report to see what the update is on Nico Collins. But coming up next, it is a Wednesday, so you know what we got to do. Put the wig on, John. Let's do some Judge John Lopez next.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.